therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Fairbanks, welcome. This is KFAR Radio. We are at Problem Corner. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. If you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. With that, I have a gubernatorial pair, Mayor Dave Bronson, candidate Josh Church. And Josh, you're already breaking my North Korean equipment. Really? I mean, right at the beginning.
You got to buy American.
You tell that to upper management here.
Yeah.
I mean, immediately you're depreciating my assets in this purple padded room.
Dave's not upper management.
Anyway, Mayor, how you doing?
I am doing extremely well. Just landed, raced over here for your wonderful radio show, and boy, I love your weather.
We're finally getting March. March and September.
Yeah.
You know, it's that month where the temperature variations, and you're coming out in March. You're coming out of a hard winter.
Yeah.
And we came out late. But, you know, we're Fairbanks. We're a hardy group, so what the heck. How you been doing?
I've been doing very well, traveling, campaigning across the state, talking with Josh too much every day, you know, getting policies nailed down and process and campaign stuff. So we're charging full speed ahead. It's going well.
So you're in Fairbanks the weekend.
For the whole weekend, yep. Lots going on.
Big home show weekend. That's where I'm going to be this weekend. Are you going to be there?
We're going to be there. We'll see you there for today and tomorrow. We've got outdoor council. We've got the Lincoln Day dinner. We've got multiple small events. Got a fundraising event here tonight out of Mike Sampson's. We're busy.
You know, first of all, you pissed me off. Because that happens a lot. And the reason why you pissed me off is you didn't come in earlier when it was 30 effing below. You come when it's 25 above. You came at the right time.
When I came here the first time, we landed at 42 below. So the first time I was on your show a few months ago.
You've made your rite of passage to being in Fairbanks. There you go.
Well, I was snow machining here a week and a half ago and up to my cabin. It was 31 below, so I pay my dues.
You were telling me about that last time you were here and your trailer that you got and all the things involved.
Yeah.
So you're basically an Alaskan through and through. You're a pilot.
Right.
You're retired military.
Yep.
Past mayor. There's two candidates out of this whole group so far. Well, I shouldn't say that. There's about four candidates, maybe six now that I think about it, out of the 18.
This is public math.
That have been elected. Yeah. I went to a private school, and so my math is expanding as I'm thinking about the people. Oh my goodness! So how goes?
We got more coming in too. I thought you were going to run.
No.
Yeah.
No. I was asked a couple times if I wanted to be a lieutenant governor, and I've said no.
Right.
No.
I think a lot of people are having trouble building their ticket out.
Well, here's the thing about it, Mayor. You chose incredibly correctly with Mr. Church here.
Exactly.
I've known him for a number of years.
Single best decision we made in the campaign.
He's a Fairbanksan.
Yep.
You're
smart,
from Anchorage.
Young,
you need to cover.
Charging.
Yeah. So statistically speaking, you're covering a large part of the voter base.
Right.
Mr. Church knows Fairbanks.
Yep.
His family's second, third, if not fourth generation.
Third generation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So three kids under five. He's only 39. He talking in front about you in front of you here, Josh. But
get
you
know, used to it, Josh.
See, we needed that. We needed to make sure we had on the ticket someone who understood the challenges of the cost of living, especially in the interior. And he faces that every day. I mean, he's a very successful businessman and entrepreneur. But still, we need that voice there because we're not capturing our young people. When they go away to college, they don't come back because they say, I can't afford to live in Fairbanks or Anchorage or anywhere in Alaska. And so we needed that voice there because we've got to penetrate that problem and get it resolved, drive down the cost of living. And that's, you know, and I hope to hear some great voices at the home show this weekend. You know, why is the cost of housing so much? Why is it a 2x4, 2x4, eight, almost 10 bucks? Yeah. I just had to buy a bunch here a few weeks ago to haul in to my cabin. And I just go, My goodness! I grew up in a lumberyard.
Yeah,
I know what this is. That business is like, and this is tough. This is really tough, and we got to demonstrate to the people that we sincerely care about them and their challenges facing the cost of living.
You know, it's interesting. There are certain costs that we just can't control, and there's other ones that we have potentially to control. And I always look at the RCA, the Regulatory Commission of Alaska, and how they allow different rate increases.
Right.
And just because you can get a higher rate of return on your equity doesn't mean you should press that against the ratepayers. And just because you're a public entity and you're making bad economic decisions doesn't mean you should press that on your ratepayers.
Right.
And, you know, here in Fairbanks, we pay the highest electricity rate on any road service in America.
Right. Yep. And you go to the other end of our grid, you go down to Bradley Lake and it's 4 cents, and up here it's in what, the mid-20s.
So higher 20s, yeah, mid-20s, yeah.
Yeah. So, well, 25 to 27.
Yeah.
You know, Alaska average is 24.7 and national average is 17.4 cents. So, I mean, we've got to drive that down if we're going to be competitive. We're not going to get data centers at 24 cents.
No.
We've got to be sub 10 to get our data centers. I'm dealing with two different groups right now that want to come up and invest in data centers. And you talk about a perfect industry to have. They come in, they turn natural gas or whatever, they turn electricity into ones and zeros, and then we put them on a pipeline that's already been built. It's called fiber optic cable. And there's no transportation costs. Everything else, you know, everything in Alaska is logistics.
Yeah.
It's the logistics change that you got to manage. You know, if you're a home builder, you got to get lumber up here. If you're anything, if it's concrete, you got to get, if it's asphalt, you got to get it here. Guess what? We get to ship a product south. It's called ones and zeros, and it goes on a fiber optic cable. It pops up in downtown Portland and feeds the world. So, but if we don't get electricity costs down, we won't be in that game.
Very true. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. If you have a question for Mayor Dave Bronson and Lieutenant Governor Candidate Josh Church, give us a call, 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. During the break in the purple padded room, we'll see what else Josh Church intends to break.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
It's time to schedule your boiler cleaning and service with Cowles Heating. With decades of experience working on heating systems across the interior, Cowles Heating knows what it takes to keep Fairbanks warm. Book your appointment now and take advantage of their generous spring discount, a special they've offered for 11 years. Your heating system worked hard this summer. Now give it the clean and tune it deserves. Call 479-HEAT to schedule today. Cowles Heating, keeping Fairbanks warm for over 20 years.
Hi, it's Chuck Indereed, your host for Shooter's Corner, the show dedicated to firearms conversation and education and the shooting sports. You'll be on target for fascinating guests, expert tips, gear reviews, plus thrilling stories. Get the lowdown on local 2A events and more. You won't want to miss a single episode. Join me, Chuck Indereed, every Thursday morning at 11 for Shooter's Corner, where precision meets passion. Sponsored in part by Price RV. Listen right here on KFAR 660 AM.
The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center provides free, confidential pregnancy tests to any woman in need. But they offer so much more to women, men, and families. By participating in one-on-one parenting classes selected by you, you can take advantage of Earn While You Learn, earning valuable credit to spend on children's items and clothing in Maria's Boutique. The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center. Call 907-455-8255 or visit online findoutfree.com. Findoutfree.com.
We saw a couple of vicious ice storms this winter that wreaked havoc on our local trees. That's why Eric and his crew at the Great Alaska Tree Company have been busy. As spring arrives and you start to see damaged trees around your house or property, get on their schedule now as they're already filling up for summer. However, if you've got a tree or two that needs dealing with right now, well, they always keep part of the schedule open for just such emergencies. That's the Great Alaska Tree Company. Go to GreatAlaskaTreeCo.com and get on the schedule now. That's GreatAlaskaTreeCo.com.
KFAR weather.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 26. Northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 5 below tonight. Partly cloudy. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 28. Daytime highs approaching 32. Sunday under partly cloudy skies, 31 Monday. And that's your weather on KFAR, 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I'm happy to report during our commercial break, Mr. Church did not break anything like he did the microphone stand before we were just starting. So
just don't touch anything.
He's
great
a Marine,
job. Sir.
You got to watch him. But the Air Force is here to watch over the Marines, so we're okay.
As always.
Yeah.
As always.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need creative destruction. You know, we're going to, you got to get in there and you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. One of the other big items on the interior is we have the Ambler Road project, right. and the ADA just leased an office space in Fairbanks to start conducting the engineering construction costs of the Ambler Road.
Right.
And so, you know, it's probably, I think that road, economically speaking, is a game changer for Fairbanks.
It is.
But you have an issue of, once it's constructed, access.
Right. Well, my consideration or concern is my first principles always, and you come to this, if it's public money building a road, then it's got to be public access. It simply, you know, we're not going to fight over access to, say, native lands because, you know, native corporation lands, that's their land, that's fine. We're not going to go there.
Private property owners, right, what they are.
Right. Yeah, private property owners. That's foundational. But if it's federal land, if it's state land, and then we build use public money to build a road to it, mm-hmm. or buy it, then it's got to be public access. You know, I'm hearing concerns that Ambler Road is going to be restricted to mm-hmm. the public. I don't like that because taxpayer paid for it. Why isn't the taxpayer going to get access to it? Now the standard of the road, I know that's a discussion. You know, and that might be a safety issue, but then expand the road. Over time, at least, and make it public access.
Just like mm-hmm. what they did with the Hall Road.
Yep. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and it should be, because if we start doing that kind of stuff, we're looking at another major mm-hmm. project in South Central, the West Susitna Access Road up to Whiskey Bravo Mining District. And, you know, if you can pull it off here, and, of course, that's public money. It's ADA money for the majority of it.
Yeah.
You know, first 22 miles is DOT, and the rest is 79 miles or whatever it is ADA money. And that's, if they pull it off here in Ambler, that what are they going to do on West Susitna? Are they going to restrict that access because it's a road to a mining district? It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of scares us. And so anyways, we'll fight for public access. That's real important. You know, I'm a trapper, I'm a hunter, and, you know, I do most of my fishing saltwater, but in the interior, I trap and I hunt, and access is everything.
You're going to have the NIMBYs, not in my backyard.
You always have.
Yeah, and you know, you're having a road here, but no one else comes up. Not in my backyard. I don't want them here.
You know, we saw that a lot a couple of years ago with the Manh Choh project,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't have an economic stake in it, but I went and publicly testified several times because I know the people that were running the trucking company. They're bringing in people from the lower 48, giving them training, putting them on the road in some of the best trucks that have ever been built, some of the safest. They're paying these people $100,000+. And it's just a great economic activity. You can't have naysayers stop everything from growing.
And at the same time, those trucks with the load weights met every criteria for state of Alaska DOT transportation. So why are you discriminating against this one?
They overbuilt them for this. And in fact, they're doing a great job now. And lots of jobs and money into the economy, helping everybody.
Yeah, and over time, it's just dissipated. The opposition has just dissipated because it's not an issue.
Yeah.
Ready
for
a phone call, Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Mayor Dave Bronson and Lieutenant Governor candidate Josh Church. And your name is?
Hello, it's Lee out of Denali.
Hello, Lee out of Denali. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Quick question for you, gentlemen. First and foremost, I'm pulling for you. But I need to know how you guys are going to work within the system to get rid of the entrenched bureaucrats in the DNR and in particular in the DOT systems. So when you're talking about bringing investment into the state, that we don't have an elongated period of getting state resources to support these types of entities coming in with money, innovation, ideas, if nothing else, because that's an obstacle that's obviously been in the way, and some people like it that way. But in terms of you guys coming in with fresh ideas, are you willing to get rid of the entrenched bureaucrats that we have sitting here that slow roll everything? And I'll take the answer off the air, gentlemen, and again, congratulations.
Well, Lee, stay on just a sec. So can I ask a question? What projects, do you have projects specifically in mind that where you think this entrenched bureaucracy is hindered?
Good question.
If not a problem. I'm just curious. I like this back and forth because I get to learn something.
Yes, sir, absolutely. If you take a look at the process just to get state-owned land to get placed into private hands, in other words, the process is very elongated. It takes years to get anything platted, to get roads looked at, and that's not even asking the state to build the roads. If you do that, it takes an act of Congress, then the legislature to take a look at it before anybody will act, because there's money involved.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to sell land from the state, give the money to actually develop it and plat it out, as opposed to this constancy of bureaucracy, slow rolling everything. And that's just a prime example that if you had land that you wanted to dedicate from the state, which is the best way to do it, because if you get all the local entities involved, again, slow rolling everything, and everybody and their mother is going to give you a lawsuit to stop it because it's not in their backyard.
Would you say the perfect example of what you just described is the Nana agricultural fields that the governor brought online after a big fight?
Yes, sir, that is a good example of it. But you see, if we get the legislature involved using governor leadership, and of course the lieutenant governor plays a big role there as well, then there's a way to beat this down, because we can then legislatively have it in state statutes so that it doesn't take forever to get something done, because quite frankly, that will be an impediment to y'all's progress.
Yep. Let me answer that in part. One of the first things Dave asked me when he asked me to join him is, he said, if you get in and you're in charge of the divisions of elections and you find people aren't doing their job, are you willing to fire them? So I expect he will ask that of every commissioner he has. So we are going to hold people accountable. And in addition to that, we've already committed to do a zero-based budget and a regulatory review. So we're going to bring in people from the outside to do efficiency audits, and we're going to look at every dollar and the processes in place. And I've been fighting, Dave knows this, I've complained to for years, you can talk to the local mayors here about the land process at the state and the borough is a terrible process for getting that into private hands. I've fought that for years, so we will address this when we get in.
Thank you for the phone call. Greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Lee, for that question. For the problem writ large, the bureaucracy, last year, Governor Dunleavy signed off Administrative Orders 359 and 360. One was to deregulate, and the other one was to get the bureaucracies more streamlined. And we would follow through on both 359 and 360 and kind of put them on steroids, because that's got to be done. I worked for a while here last year. I ran the Ted Stevens International Airport. I was a director there, and I got a taste for over 8 months of of state bureaucracy. I'm not pointing my fingers at anything. Ryan Anderson, the commissioner, I consider him a friend. He was my boss. I think he does a great job. He's on so many commissions and things. That guy works harder than anybody I've ever seen. But we still need to trim. We need to trim the bureaucracy and the lethargy that's built into that. And we got to act more like private enterprise. Now, when you're talking about public money, you want a little bit of slowness there. But we've over the last 40 years, we've made that so terribly slow that it's becoming impossible to develop. And I learned this as mayor. When I came in, I had about 25 departments, directors that work for me. And you learn these lessons the hard way, especially in politics. And you come in and there's a director that slow rolls you. Mm-hmm. You're the mayor,
mm-hmm.
and they slow roll you. And you've got to be able to be attuned to those metrics to catch them slow rolling you. And so I got to a methodology. It took a while. I got to a methodology. I says, this is what I want done. Well, mayor, we can't do this. So I go to the lawyer, the municipal lawyer, and I says, is this legal what I want to do? And if they say yes, or if they say no, you say, I want it in writing. Because my chief of staff, who's a great attorney, Mario Bird, he says, always get a lawyer to put in writing their decision. Once it's legal, then you go back to the director and you say, this is legal and it's going to be done, or you'll have to find employment elsewhere. You simply have to get to that. And if you go through a couple directors and they're gone, they lose their job.
The other ones learn real fast.
We learned that in the military, I learned that in the corporate world, in the airline business. Do your job or find employment elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And that's why I went to Josh first off. And I says, I think at the divisional elections, as an outsider looking in, I think you're going to have to lower the boom on some folks. And I'm not naming names because I don't know them.
Yeah.
But if you don't threaten people.
If there's no consequences,
because remember, there's only two guys in this state that are going to be elected statewide. They're sitting in this room.
Yeah.
And so you don't have an agenda if you work for an administration. You
have a boss who has an agenda.
You have a boss that's an agenda, and your job is to execute on that policy and for your boss. And because the people speak through the boss, through the governor and lieutenant governor. So
it was interesting. The first time I was invited to a roundtable discussion of Josh Church put on, he was the first person to ask me a question, and he statistically says your rate of revenue versus your rate of expenses is unsustainable in 3 years. You're going to be this. And I looked at him, and I said, I never fear a budget because I control the budget. And so I gave out three budgets with the largest revenue availability after the budget in the history of Fairbanks.
Yeah.
And I also put him, made sure he was on the finance committee to look for more revenue.
Yeah, so, you got to grow the pie.
Correctly, without taxes.
I was in the mayor's office for 3 years, and I submitted three flat budgets.
Yeah.
And you have to do that. You got to keep government spending in a decreasing revenue environment. You cannot mathematically allow government to grow.
I've always found that if you're budget conscious, there's enough money to do what you need to do. Don't waste your money, and you can do more. And don't waste the money.
And the very powerful tool that the executive has is the audit. You got to come in, you say, so if you get money, if you're a nonprofit, if you're a municipality, if you're anything, if you're an agency and you get money, it's taxpayers' money, the government has the authority to come in and audit you and find out how organized you are and where that money is going and how you spend it, because it's not your money. It's the taxpayers.
Unless you're doing something reprehensibly wrong, like a felony, I always look at it as an audit to give you a better direction of what you should be doing. Look at it as something positive to implement. Right. And
the audit is, that's what, you know, people say, are you going to come in and create a doge? I'm not sure I know what DOGE is. I know what audits are, and I use them quite extensively at the mayor's office. I think that's what a DOGE is. They come in and they audit. They come in as an outside entity, and they say, we're going to, in the military, they call it the inspector general. It comes in and looks at your process, looks at your expenditures, and find out if you're doing things correctly.
We're going to take a break here in a moment, but every governor does that coming in anyway.
Yeah.
If
you don't do it, you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to give you some bumper music, the Black Crowes. I have no idea what this is, but I'm sure they're good. Then we're going to go into some Fox News, some state news, commercials, and weather, and then we'll be back.
Coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM.
News, I'm John Saucier. The Senate finally reaching a deal before Easter recess to end the Homeland Security shutdown, funding most of the department, including the TSA. The House is considering it. Could vote on the measure today. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, do you support this agreement?
We support reopening the parts of the Department of Homeland Security that Donald Trump and Republicans recklessly shut down. We support paying TSA agents, and we support ending the chaos at airports.
Senate Democrats did not get any of their demands met on ICE and CBP reforms in this. Vice President J.D. Vance had a meeting of the White House's new task force to eliminate fraud. He says millions of dollars in Medicaid funding was stolen by Somali immigrants in Minnesota.
Now, what we've seen is Somali fraudsters at an industrial scale taking advantage of that program to the tune of millions and millions of dollars.
The fraud investigation in Minnesota is ongoing. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Anchor's Daily News reports the primary cause of death for a 53-year-old man who died while being restrained by Anchorage jail guards last year was asphyxia, a state review found. The state will not prosecute correctional officers who restrained Jeffrey Foreman in the midst of an apparent mental health episode at the jail July 13th. An investigation by the state's Office of Special Prosecutions concluded the force the correctional officers used while restraining Mr. Foreman amounted to non-deadly force, the Office of Special Prosecutions investigation concluded. Although the force used by the correctional officers resulted in Mr. Foreman's death, it didn't rise to the level of deadly force as defined under Alaska law. The office's Chief Assistant Attorney General, Jenna Gruenstein, wrote in a letter to the Alaska Bureau of Investigation, the agency responsible for probing deaths in jails and prisons. The Alaska Department of Corrections said the report vindicated the actions of officers. The OSP report is very clear on several critical points. There was no evidence that the correctional officers intended to cause Mr. Foreman's death.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
With all this snow, some might be thinking, uh-oh, that's a lot of water on my road. I sure hope my culvert is clear. Let Septic Specialists of Alaska use King Kong. At 71 gallons a minute, 4,000 PSI using nozzles like the Viking, Ripsaw, or the Warthog, or maybe you need Clogzilla, used for clearing those frozen sewer lines or clogged house lines. And with summer fast approaching, ask them to inspect or get on the list for a septic system replacement. Online at SepticSpecialistsOfAlaska.com. Look for us at the home show.
Hi, it's Chuck Indereaton, your host for Shooter's Corner, the show dedicated to firearms conversation and education and the shooting sports. You'll be on target for fascinating guests, expert tips, gear reviews, plus thrilling stories. Get the lowdown on local 2A events and more. You won't want to miss a single episode. Join me, Chuck Indereaton, every Thursday morning at 11 for Shooter's Corner, where precision meets passion. Sponsored in part by Auto Trim Design. Listen right here on KFAR 660 AM.
Before you know it, the geese will be flying, the snow will be melted, and that means building season. With decades of heavy equipment experience, Homestead Pumping and Thawing can help you get your excavation project done right the first time. With the best equipment and operators to help you with all your excavation needs, such as land clearing, foundations, septic systems, driveways, and more. Call today, 488-1566, to get on the schedule for your spring septic or dirt work needs. Before you build, you need Homestead. 488-1566, or visit their website, homesteadpt.com.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Mayor Dave Bronson, and I refer to him as Lieutenant Governor candidate Josh Church because we have to give him a title.
Well, the ADN gave me a title. They called me the Fairbanks man. So that's a pretty bold endorsement, but I'll take it. And for those in Fairbanks, I just want to say one quick plug here for Dave. He's pretty humble, which is a nice trait. But since I've got to know him, what I've appreciated is he has years and years of experience. But just like we heard with the caller earlier, he listens to people.
Yeah.
He wants to hear. And that's what we need in a governor. We need someone who has both experience, but also doesn't think they know everything. And they're willing to, you know, pick people from the interior to bring on and listen to everyone. And so I really have been so impressed in the last few months working with him, just watching him interact with people and how much he listens. I think we are going to have the most transformative governor term in the history of the state. That's my goal. And I know that's a big goal, but when I was 12.
But it's a goal.
So go for the goal. You have to have a goal.
Yeah. Ready for a phone call?
If you don't have a target, you're not going to hit it.
Yeah. Sure. Ready for a phone call?
Yep.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Mayor Dave Bronson and Lieutenant Governor candidate Josh Church. And your name is?
Good morning. It's Charles here.
Charles, what are you up to?
Jack London has a 1902 from 1902, the principles of the Republican Party. It's not so well known, and it's canceled everywhere on the internet. You can't get it. They always take it back down. Anyway, there he quotes Adam Smith in there, and Adam Smith, we learned out at UAF we had to. We weren't allowed to ignore this.
Out of your duo running here, I'd say the Adam Smith is Josh Church.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the implementer of it will be Governor Bronson.
With Adam Smith, the Republican Party contends that the real wealth of a nation is not to be found in the banks and strong boxes, but in the prosperity of the people at large and the amount and values of the homes, goods, and it uses the word chattels, possessed by the laboring classes in the sum total of their material comforts and enjoyments. Now, that's Jack London quoting Adam Smith. I don't think I have a good idea of what a socialist is if you call Jack London a socialist in this case. So there's many more essays like that. I just wanted to share that. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yep.
You're right. I read that book at UAF. That's where I graduated from. It wasn't required reading, but I thought it was something I should read. And that's what we have to do here. We have to unlock the capital that's in every person. We got to get people building again. We got to get this state growing. We've got to get this resourcing. It's not just about banks. You're absolutely right. We've got to make this state grow again.
Yep.
True. You know, another thing that we have going on here, we talked about it during our break, is the gas line spur. Yeah. And as mayor, I wrote and I got a 6-0 vote on the resolution that said three things about the gas line. One, when you build this, it has to be blended in to capitalize into the larger project of the gas line. You can't have 4,000 ratepayers and a military base thinking that on a price basis they can pay for this. You just can't do that.
Right. Yeah, it's like we said, it's got to get capitalized into the greater
project. To keep the rates down, this is a commercial line. And the smallest use of it actually would be for in-state use. So any in-state use should be free. It's our gas, so to speak. That way, you're not building up the rates on the ratepayers of Fairbanks and other locations, Anchorage, the Valley. Three, on any easement that comes over, there can be no surcharges on it. You cannot, you know, it's state of Alaska land. There cannot be any fees on the rate on the location coming over that it's on. That way you're keeping the cost as low as possible. Those are the three things that the state legislature can adjust on it. And those were the three. So ponder that.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, the focus is before we worry about rates, or as we worry about rates, we also got to focus on getting the spur built. And Josh and I are committed to that. I was up here last weekend for some meetings. And this became a very hot topic. We were at some district meetings and speaking, and the questions at the end, the conversations came to the spur, and how much business people are coming up and say, I don't know how people who are living on the edge can afford these heating costs and these electric costs. They says, because I'm a fairly prosperous businesswoman, one in particular, and she says my employees are really struggling. So looking forward, long term, that spur is going to be built. We'll make sure it's going to be built and financed appropriately. So as you say, Dave, is so that we drive down over time, over generations, we drive down that per unit cost on natural gas.
Yeah, and those are my, you know. But until it's built, it's a moot point.
Yep. Get it built.
Yeah. We're going to take one phone call, then you got to go.
Yes, sir.
Good morning. You're on KFVR Radio, and your name is?
Miguel Ramirez. Good morning, Dave.
Who's this again? Oh, Miguel, how you doing, sir?
Hey, how you doing? Great show today.
Good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, got a great show today. Seeing as... Mr. Josh Church is going to be lieutenant governor. What is, and I know one of his primary duties is going to be to fix the elections. What are some of the ways he's going to fix our elections?
Yeah, I've had long conversations with the current lieutenant governor. I've talked to the previous lieutenant governors. I've spent hours and hours going through the election laws and talking to different lawyers. And there is a lot of power in the executive authority to improve our elections. We could get rid of machines. We can go back to hand counts. We have to make sure we have the staff to do that. We have to make sure we have the procedures in place. But we need to make sure that every Alaskan has complete confidence in their vote. And that means the votes are tracked. There's a chain of custody along every ballot. And then we need to work with the legislature to fix some things that are beyond the scope of the executive authority. We don't need to be mailing out ballots everywhere. We don't need to be having automatic registration. You should have to show an ID when you register to vote, just like the SAVE Act wants. We need to make sure we change the law so that every vote counts and we all have confidence that your vote's going to count. This is, you know, we have the largest veteran population in the state here. We don't talk about it a lot because it feels like self-serving with Dave and I both veterans. But there's a lot of people here that put their lives on the line to fight for this country. And we want to make sure that that vote counts. We want to make sure that that vote is accurate.
You know, that's one thing that makes America, America. We vote freely to elect our leaders.
Right.
So let's make sure that it is done to the best of our abilities to make sure it is accurately done and done right.
And the principle has got to be one person, one ballot, one vote.
Yeah.
And when you mail a lot of ballots to, say, an apartment building, and we've seen this in Anchorage, mm-hmm. we've got these ballots, and they don't fit in the mailbox slot. They stack them up, and they lay them on the floor. People are coming up and capturing them. We know this happens.
There's a Republican legislature on trial or a former legislature for something very similar.
Yes. Yeah.
This is a problem. People want to pretend like it doesn't happen, but Chicago politics, like there's dirty votings. We need to clean this up. We need to have election day again.
Fairbanks, I need to kick them out of my purple padded room because they have a 12 o'clock appointment.
Oops.
And so Mayor Bronson, thank you. Lieutenant Governor candidate, thank you.
You guys have
a great day in Fairbanks.
Thank you,
we'll be back after
Mayor, thank you very much.
Yep, we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Make your dream home a reality with Denali State Bank at this year's home show. Denali State Bank voted number one best bank in Fairbanks for 3 years in a row. Come experience service beyond belief at Denali State Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Enter Frontier Outfitters Ice Fishing Photo Contest. You could win a $50 gift card by uploading your favorite ice fishing photo to their Facebook page. Prizes are awarded every Tuesday, March 10th till April 14th. Rods to tackle, augers to the right winter clothes. Frontier Outfitters has what you need. You love to fish? A little bit of ice won't stand in your way. Upload your photos to their Facebook page now. Enter Frontier Outfitters Ice Fishing Photo Contest. Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
Endless opportunities are waiting for you with part-time service in the Alaska Army National Guard. You have the chance to be a guardian of this amazing state and help protect what makes it so special. The Alaska Army National Guard responds quickly to emergencies and helps citizens in need. With so much amazing territory to watch over, first responders depend on the Alaska Army National Guard helicopters and air crews for critical search and rescue missions, fighting wildfires, as well as transport to hard-to-reach areas. Soldiers also help local communities recover from the damage caused by storms and floods. Your service will also provide education benefits. The Alaska Army National Guard has several assistance programs to help pay tuition costs and other educational expenses so you can get the education needed to reach your career goals. And you can go to school full-time while serving part-time. Learn how you can help guard the last frontier at nationalguard.com/AK. Sponsored by the Alaska Army National Guard. Aired by the Alaska Broadcasters Association and this station.
KFAR weather.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 26. Northwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows level off around 5 below. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. High temperatures reach out to 28. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. It's just me and you on the radio for the remainder of the 14 minutes that we got. But hey, it is a beautiful March. This is when we start getting out and doing things. I've already been to Creamer's Field with the dogs, and I'm at the home show at 2 o'clock, so I'm going to go home, get something to eat, take the dogs out to Creamer's Field, just enjoy the day before I'm 24/7, 365 for the next 3 days as a realtor. But what the heck. Now, the weather's beautiful. March is one of my favorite times. You get a 30 to 40 degree temperature difference. You know, you wake up before, you know, earlier in the month, we'd wake up and it'd be 30 below. Now we wake up, it's only 15 below, but it gets up to 26, 28 above. So we're getting a 30 to 40 degree temperature change with the sunlight. It's fantastic. Now with that, since we're outdoors a lot more, we are also starting to grill and smoke and barbecue outside. And I got, you know, I last weekend I blazed a trail, shoveled out a trail to my smoker, my gas grill on the deck, and a few other things. And I got a lot more shoveling to do, but I finally got her done. So yesterday afternoon, I get this text from Emily, and she's at Costco, and she gives me commands. She goes, "I got us two ribeye steaks. You're grilling steaks tonight." And she told me how she wanted hers done. Well, far be it from me not to comply with those directions and that directive. So she likes hers a medium rare, and I like mine a little bit as a medium rare too. She got the little bit of a smaller one. I got the bigger one. She likes a very specific spice on it, and I'm more, you know, doing what I do, and I like to, you know, hit mine with some Lee and Perrins before I put it on there. What I do is I take mine, I put Lee and Perrins on it. Then I love Executive Chef. I just love Executive Chef. Then I'll put some other stuff on it there too. And what I did was I did a sear, then let it, you know, then I seared it, then put it offset cooking. And each side seared for about 5 minutes, and I had it well above and let it come to a perfect medium rare over the next 8 minutes. So 50% on the heat, 50% off the heat, and it came off at about 132, 133. And I'm guesstimating. I didn't measure the temperature, but you know, I've cooked enough to where I can tell within a degree or two what it is. And they were fantastic. And I thought to myself, this is March. This is the beginning of the season. Emily's and my deck, that is a family room in the summer, in the spring, summer, and fall. We are out on that deck a lot. We have a circular table for six that we can put eight on. We have another little thing, two of us fit on perfectly for our private dinners. Fairbanks, start getting ready for your outdoor season. We've been through a heck of a winter, and we survived it. We might be a little bit shell-shocked still, but we survived it. We did great. Now, I always, you know, this is somewhat private. What the heck, we're on the radio, which isn't private. But I'll look at Emily and I'll say, who am I? She goes, she'll put her hands on her hips and she'll give me the stern voice. You're the barbecue god. And I say, yes, I am. However, when I cook a steak, I become the steak Satan. And why am I the steak Satan? Because you would sell your soul to have this steak. Hey, if you can't have fun on, I'm Catholic, what the heck, if you can't have fun on the air, better learn how to have fun on the air. After all, they put me in a purple padded room with North Korean equipment. What the heck? So anyway, and what do you got planned for the weekend? Hey, it's the home show. You know, right across from my booth, I looked, and there's every fun outdoor John Deere piece of equipment you can get. I mean, it was like, oh, yeah, it's the home show. You know, get through there. This is, you know, we're going into April. Snow is starting to dissipate. The roads, hey, Public Works is on it. They're getting the roads all done. They're getting caught up. Good on them. Great. State of Alaska, it's the same. We're coming out of one of the toughest winters we've had. And anyway, oh. The Nana Ice Classic. You have until April 5th to get your choices in. And so be looking at that. And you never know in April, you know, what the weather's going to be like. It's what we call a crapshoot or a poop shoot, whatever you want to call it. And what day are you choosing, what time, and everything like that. And so I always go down and get about 20 tickets. And I put Del Pruz and David Pruz on it after my mom. And she religiously, every year she'd get about 50 tickets. But this is back when they were only a buck. Now they're $250. And she would get so many tickets, she'd put the Pruz family on it. And one year, we won. And I was at college, and I get this check with a note from my mom. And it was, she said, the Pruz family won. We were 1 of 6 winners. So 1/6 of 1/6, here's your $982. Anyway, we got some phone calls coming in, so I'm going to take them. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hello, it's Lee again.
Hello, Lee again.
My hat's off to you for bringing some levity and some grilling information here at the last of the show. And I wanted to encourage you to visit a veteran-owned business that has GYAO, Grill Your Ass Off, as their logo and as their company symbol.
Ooh, where's this at?
It's actually a website you can go to. Just look it up on any search engine that you care to. But again, it's Grill Your Azz Off.
Okay.
See the business title. And they got some flavors that might be of interest to you, sir, since you're a connoisseur.
Thank you, Lee. Greatly appreciate it. You have a great day, sir. I'm going to take another phone call here.
Bye-bye.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Randy?
Randy, what are you doing? Are you grilling this weekend, or are you going to go out and buy?
No, but I have a question that's related to that.
Okay.
I have a lot of experience grilling steaks, not only, I assume, for yourself, but for many other people that you may have, you know, be around or at a function or something. And I like to watch The Rifleman, the TV show from a long time ago.
Yeah, with Chuck Connors.
Yeah, and one time he was in a restaurant, and the waitress asked, how do you want your steak, or that question came up, and he said rare. I think he's telling his son to order for him or something like that, but he wanted rare. Now, I guess my vague impression, and here's what I want to know from you, my vague impression is that people who want their steak rare are like tougher people, stronger, whereas...
No, not at all.
Son is more wimpy?
No, not at all.
No, not at all.
Okay. No, it's just a temperature. You know, your rare is from 120 to 130, 132, right in there, depending on how you like it. What I call 120 is, that's what I call moo or blue. A medium rare is 132 to about 137, 138. A medium is 140 to 145. A medium well is 145 to 150, and a well is, you know, how Larry Bird liked his steaks. So anyway, but everyone has their own style of where they like their steak. And Chuck Connors, hey, rare, that's great.
Okay, so this, aside from the temperatures that create well or medium rare.
Maybe he was trying to be a tough guy and say that from the early 60s show, The Rifleman. He might have been trying to do that, you know, to me mas macho. But in the cooking world, it's a temperature that you can order your steak at. Now, here's the weird part about it. A hamburger is meat. It's just ground meat. You can walk into a restaurant and have your steak any temperature you want it. But for you to get a hamburger, it has to be medium. It has to be 140, 145 or more. How's that for a weird thing?
Well, all I know is that me being kind of more of a wimpy kind of person, I think, I would like my steak more well because I'm afraid of something that's not quite cooked enough.
And people are like that. And people like, they like it, you know, everyone's taste buds are different. So don't ever be bashful about how you like your steak and where you want it cooked. You know, a lot of people, oh, if you have it well done, that's ruining it. No, it's the way you like it. Or if you're having it at 122, 125 degrees, and that's on the rarer side of rare, guess what? That's where you like your steak and you have it. You're ordering it, you're paying for it, or you're cooking it. It's your choice. And we're America. And no one's going to tell me how to eat my effing steak. Simple as that. And I cook a great steak. And I'll cook a steak for you exactly the way you want it because I've done it for many years for many people. And I never criticize them on how they want their steak because it's their choice. It's how they like it. But yet, they're having a steak.
Okay. If the opportunity comes up, I want mine medium well.
Whatever you want. Yeah. However you want it. Well, medium well. Yeah, medium. However you want it. And, you know, if you like yours well, great. If you like a medium well, yeah, get a medium well steak and see how you like it. See how you like the texture and the juiciness of it. That's how you see. You know, it's the texture, how much is done, and the juiciness of the steak.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, buddy, you have a great weekend.
Bye.
You have won two state championships, so there's nothing like it. But it was great last night. You know, it's 6:30, it's sunshiny out. I'm wearing sunglasses out on the deck. I'm cooking a steak. Both dogs right next to me, hoping and praying that, you know, I'm going to drop something, and I didn't. But of course, we save stuff for them after the dinner. They know me well. I'm either going to drop something or they're going to get something at the end of the meal. So what the heck? Yeah, I spoil the dogs. But anyway, so today's a home show. Get over there. It's, you know, we live for this time of year from now through mid-October. This is our time. This is why we live in Fairbanks, Alaska. It's beautiful outside. We just had the Open North American. Oh, what a great weekend. You know, Alaska, Fairbanks, Alaska is the mushing capital of the world. And it's one of those things, and we're saying goodbye to winter. We are saying goodbye to winter. We made it through a pretty tough winter. Treat yourself well. Go start hitting outdoor things, you know, such as Creamer's Field, cross-country skiing on the river or Creamer's Field or up at Birch Hill, places like that. Head out to the Tanoff Flats Recreation Park out there. Great things to do. We're coming into the weekend. It's beautiful. It's sunshiny. And hey, this is why we live in Fairbanks, Alaska. So anyway, I'm going to be at the home show this weekend, going to enjoy myself. You know, I look at the home show, not as per se to expand business, but I get to say hello to so many people, you know, that you haven't seen in a while, and there they are. You know, I'll see people I've known since kindergarten, first grade, to good buddies of mine who I met last year. So it's going to be a great weekend. Get outside, enjoy it, start doing your spring cleaning. That's happening at my house for whatever reason. That's happening. And you have a great day, and I'll see you on Monday, and I have Congressman Nick Begich in the studio with me, and I will see you on Monday. You have a great weekend.